Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And then should we just do it?
Yeah, gardening.
Well, it's so lovely to be here, having a drink in the garden this time with my dear friend Phil Dunning. Phil, thank you for coming to the garden.
Thanks for having me, Tom. It's lovely to be here. Well, I'm sorry. Garden.
Well, thank you for saying that. I'm sorry it's slightly pissing with rain.
No, do you know what I was just saying? It's actually lovely. That I like a drizzle. I guess if it was getting a bit heavier, then we'd think twice about sitting here with a little gin and tonic.
No, the rules are just that side. Thunder and lightning, doesn't matter. Double guess, ASMR. It's just an ASMR thing.
No, I love it.
Oh, well, it's nice to be outside, isn't it?
You know, it'll be so good.
No, a pleasure. And we've known each other. I was just thinking before we started, we've known each other for a long time, I think, but I can't remember exactly.
I can't pinpoint it.
Through mutual friends, I feel like it was.
Yeah. Well, I kind of probably knew you before you knew me because I came and saw you.
When you did
stand up years ago, and when like back in the proper day in Edinburgh when I was, and I brought my mum, because I was like, she's gonna love Tom, and you were my
she hated it.
No, yeah, and she. She said,
"What are you brought me this for?"
No. So, but it's weird. And then we became friends, and I was just like, "I can't believe I'm friends with Tom Allen."
What a treat!
Wow,
what a thrill for you. So lucky.
And now I'm in your garden.
Wow, it was all worth it. Oh, that's so lovely of you to come to see the show. Well, you and I were both in Edinburgh at the same time, and it was always such a highlight, actually, of the festival to go and see your shows. And they were always so funny. And you are, well, you know, I think you're one of the funniest people in the world.
Oh.
And, and I've talked about it before, like the Edinburgh Festival, the city is wonderful, the audiences are wonderful, the experience of doing the shows every day in the Edinburgh Festival can be quite intense.
Hell. No, it is hell though, isn't it? Like, it's the worst. I don't know how I did it for so many years. Because I did 3 years in a sketch group and 3 years on my own.
Of course, yes.
But I just don't know, I look back now and I go, I couldn't put myself through that now.
It was, I think now we'd be much more like, for me, this is not good for me.
It's not good for my career at the moment.
It was like nightmarish for me, I found, because... You know, I try and be like, yeah, I'm doing okay. It's going okay.
Yeah.
And then you'd open your front door and you'd be confronted with like a bus would go past with someone else's face on it and like shouting about how successful they were. That one begrudges anybody else's success, but there was this sense of like, okay, I guess I'm not doing as well as them.
Yeah.
And then you'd be like, well, I'll look somewhere else. And like everywhere your eye lands is like somebody else is much more.
It's a real bubble, isn't it?
Yes.
You kind of in for a month or 3 weeks or whatever it is, you're in this bubble and nothing else outside of it exists, and you're reading all these reviews of other people.
Yes,
and
you all get, of that.
I got a couple of bad ones, and I was just like, "Well, what am I doing?"
Yes.
And I've spent all my money on coming up here.
And it's expensive.
Got a couple of credit cards out, thinking, I don't have any money. What am I getting a credit card out for?
I mean, I'm very grateful you did go to All That Trouble because they were always such funny shows, and I'm always minded of a particular moment where you were doing your show in the Pleasance Courtyard.
Oh, God.
And there was a bit in it when you sung a song about somebody working in boots. And,
oh God, you remember like, more than I do.
Sorry. And it was something about like I can get. She was singing this song about like how you could get the people, your so, friends at discount, but only on Boots number 7. Well, no, you couldn't get it on Boots number 7, but you could get it on all the other Boots product. And it's so
very specific.
About so specific. It was so funny. That was so good about it. It was so specific, and it was so weird, but like I loved it.
But would you, just like imagine doing that to like an audience of like 5 people who were just thinking they're coming to see like you know Jimmy Carr or something, and you're just going, "Hey, I'm Jackie, and I'm working Boots." Like, it's hard work. I
mean, I'm only laughing because I can relate to that. You know, and I have like similar things, like telling stories about like my mum's hostess trolley or something, and these people, like these blokes, who've come with them, like, "What's this?" So angry they've been confronted with something they weren't expecting.
There was one year where I had genuinely 4 people in the audience.
Oh.
And there was a sketch like that. Like I was like, oh God, do you know what? I'm just gonna go. I was like, I'm gonna go for it because this seemed really friendly. I peeked out because I was like, oh, just cancel. But actually, I peeked out and they were very friendly. So I was like, I'll just do it to 4 people. And then I was like, halfway through, I was like, oh my God, there's a sketch coming up where I get 3 people up on stage from the audience. And I was like, I'm gonna have to just go with it. And so 3 people, and there was one person like, like and I was like, what's going on? So you know, it's great experience. I loved it.
It's like so many, as you say, great experiences. I always say the great experiences after the event. Like I remember doing so many shows where it would be like a boiling hot room.
Yeah,
I'd be trying to trot out these boring stories. I tried to write. I was still very naive about what I was doing, I think, and I was just like, and these people would just be like, "What is this?" And like an hour is nothing when you're having a good time. When it's late at night, you know, on a Friday night when you're out in town having a drink, an hour like that.
Yeah.
An hour when it's not as enjoyable is very
17 hours.
It's 17 hours. It's like a flight to Australia or something. But that's why I'm so thrilled because I know how much you always like was so brilliant.
I failed a lot and it was Tom Allen's garden, really.
Yes.
Living the high life in the rain.
So now I thought, wouldn't it be nice for you to come and sit in my garden in the rain?
No, thank you. I appreciate it.
About our happy times. Happy times.
No, I appreciate it.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Well, I'm so thrilled as well about the success of Smoky Queens because what I think is so wonderful about that is obviously it's success and it's awards and everything, but because it's such a great vehicle for your voice and your talents, I think it's so wonderful.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it is a dream. It is a dream. I can't really still believe it's happening. Like, yeah, I don't know what else to say about it. I love doing it. It's so nice, you know, because when we started doing it, me and my producer friend Chris, we basically got a table read for the pilot for BBC to kind of see if it could go to the series, basically. And we were just like, do you know what, let's just cast it as if we're casting the actual show. And so we did, and the cast have just stayed with us the whole way through. So it's been like a long journey, but it's actually been so lovely. And so we're all like really close now. And it's like really lovely, and it's actually quite a dream.
Well, I think that's what comes across as well, because it's such a lovely story of a family of friends. I mean, the term chosen family gets used a lot, but I think it is a really great example of, you know, it truly represents what that is.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't mean to sound so dismissive. Chisholm Family gets used a lot.
I'll be fine.
We get it.
No, it's true. It's
such
true.
A great queer queer role model, Anna. Mama, shut up. but it's true. Like, it's such a lovely example of an eccentric chosen family.
Yeah.
And everybody is so, well, everybody's so bonkers in that world, but everybody's so loved. And even though your character in it is so vile,
too,
particularly the character of Stuart, who's such a sweet, younger queer person.
Yeah.
And it's so funny to me. Because I think that's what I... As well, I'm just gushing about what I love about
it. Oh, it is. I'll listen. I'll just sit here and listen.
You just sit here in the garden and listen. I think what's so tremendous is that, well, A, your character being so vile still... I mean, but he's still lovable, I think, is quite an achievement, really.
Wow.
Not that he's vile all the time.
Yeah.
Because
he's got a bit of a heart. But
you see, he's so heartbroken from the beginning.
But in a way that is a bit of an annoying heart. Broken, but you know, it's like, oh, shut up, man. No, well, I appreciate that, Tom. I appreciate your opinion. Yeah,
As soon as I saw it, I thought this is incredible. I thought, because it's allowed to be so bonkers, but I think that's as well quite a good representation, I suppose, for me, I've related to it, of like actually. Being a queer person means that we're naturally outsiders, and sometimes that does make us behave in quite odd ways, and sometimes quite like horrible ways. Some people are quite horrible like that.
Yeah.
And actually, I thought the way that like your character is heartbroken and then is also projecting this like venom on this young guy, Stuart, I thought was much more believable than if everything was like really saccharine and like,
yeah,
oh my god, oh, I see you as like a younger
family,
get me that. That's much more believable, and therefore had much more heart to it. Because you still love the people, you see why they're behaving like that.
Yeah.
There was something about that was really and unusual as well. And of course, they are all bonkers. Like I'm listing off my favorite.
No, come on, let's do it.
So many favorite moments, but especially I would say the one where you do the murder mystery party, you've written yourself.
Yeah,
where everybody takes on a character. Is that the same one with the quiche?
Same one. Yeah,
the same
yeah.
one with the quiches, where it was like they were doing the quiches on special.
Yeah, yeah.
And what's the character called who comes around at the end?
So there's Danny
comes around.
Yeah, she comes around and eats the quiche.
Slice the quiche straight into her bag. But there's so many funny moments. I didn't really
describe that
too well. But
people that haven't seen it
are like, it's about quiche. Okay,
I get it. Skip this episode of Tom Allen's gardening podcast.
It is bonkers, but in a way that actually more people can relate to. And I think it's truly brave like that, because it's very easy to do something. It's like, oh, yeah, you know, we see lots of things being made where it's like somebody's gone, yeah, people will like that. They'll get on board with that. It's like,
yeah,
actually, they don't.
I don't
they
care.
Feel, you know.
Just do what I like, do you know what I mean, Tom?
Do you, though? Do you feel like that?
No, well, in a way, yeah, I suppose, my whole live stuff was all very, very. It was quite surreal and weird. Like Jackie from Boots, it was just like there was based in normality.
Yes.
But then it's weird to sing a song about. I don't know. Like
that boy you dressed up as a pig.
Yeah.
He's a man, not a boy.
Yeah, it was a weird. It was all very weird. So, I think it's. I hope it's a nice transition to television, to a sitcom where it has to have a narrative, obviously, because it's a sitcom.
Yeah.
That's what I struggled with, actually. I'm not very good at narrative.
<That's>
So I started being like, nah, just go over here, go over there.
But that's better because, well, you know, anyone can get those script writing manuals and three act structure and everything.
But then that's why you've kind of got to listen to the people who are in the industry who experience. But nobody ever pushed me away from the weird bits.
Oh, good.
Actually, you do need a storyline.
Okay.
I was like, oh, do you? Just thought, we'd have a laugh. but it's good. It's been an amazing learning process for me to develop scripts and things like that. And
but I think
narrative.
I think that's what's so amazing to see as well, because you have brought that, to use your word, weirdness, but it is different and it is imaginative like that. And actually, but it is tied together really beautifully. And often quite, even though it's attached to a story, like it's still quite unconventional at times. And you can see like has the series, with the first series, I haven't seen the second one, but I know it's on the way. With the first series, it's so Well, it does go off mad tangents. And like, yeah. The homophobic trick episode is another favourite. Of course, wonderful Michelle Visage. Yeah. And it's just so funny that you like all bully this straight man into like saying homophobic insults.
Yeah.
He's really reluctant, and as soon as he says something, you all come down on him like a ton of bricks.
Yeah. I mean, they're all amazing. They're all amazing people to work with. Michelle Visage is so brilliant to work with. She
wouldn't do it if she didn't believe in it as well.
Well,
right?
Yeah, and she's back for the second series. So, yeah.
Oh, she's good as a
and, do you know what? We've been editing that today, actually. And she is good in this. I mean, she was good. She's amazing. She's brilliant in the first one, but
so
this one's really like, yeah.
Well, I don't think anyone had ever seen her do that much deadpan as well.
Yeah.
But she was obsessed with her post-it notes.
Yeah, yeah. She's great. She was just so on board with it as well. She was so like, we gave her this dowdy, weird character, like, and she was just like, yeah, what do you want me to do? I'll do. And then she kind of had this walk that she was like, what about this? And I was like, yeah, do the walk. Like,
that must be lovely for her, though, to work with you, you know, yeah. Like somebody who's creative,
yeah.
And allowing her to
hopefully, yeah. I mean, it's lovely. She's great. Yeah.
But,
Thank you for your compliments about Smoggy Queens.
Oh, you're welcome.
Still available
Phil.
On iPlayer.
Absolutely. I said at the time, and I feel like this could have been put on a poster, but I didn't see it. But I said Phil Dunning is doing for Middlesbrough what John Waters did for Baltimore.
Yeah, it was a really good quote.
Yeah, didn't get out there as
well. You spelled Middlesbrough wrong, so we couldn't put it on.
Did I really? I bet I did.
No, you did. No, you didn't. No, but then you corrected yourself.
You corrected yourself
straight away.
Something,
but we will use that actually. That is a good quote.
Oh, yes, I did spell it wrong. I remember that.
Because then you went,
it's bruh.
Because then you freaked, because I remember you freaked out and then corrected yourself.
Classic me, probably drunk.
wouldn't have said it otherwise. No, it was a lovely quote. In fact, yeah, I'll get producer Chris on that.
If you had message Chris about that, actually, message Chris, that'd be great. Because I'd like to be attached to it. That's small. I'd like my name as close to it as possible.
No, it's a really lovely quote.
Has it been well received in Middlesbrough?
Yeah, Bogang. It's been lovely. It's been really nice. Do you know what? That was what I was most scared of. People from Teesside and the gays.
Very
worried about both.
Yeah.
But yeah, they've received it very nicely, hopefully. Majority anyway, you know. There's always the odd. But it's nice. When we did series two, there's a lot of stuff. Good. No, but it's lovely, it's lovely.
Yeah,
I love
well
it.
I'm not
yeah.
surprised.
Yeah.
Because as well, like I've always had lovely times in Middlesbrough.
Because you've done the town hall a few times.
Done the town hall gig a few times, and places around there. Like I was thinking Hartlepool and and always had such lovely times. But Middlesbrough is one of those places that not many people know about, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
it's a relatively small town,
sure.
And I think it's probably it's surrounded by you've got Newcastle an hour away, you've got York the other way, you've got bigger cities that kind of drown it out a little bit, and I think, and also like. It's got that weird accent that it's kind of in between everything.
Sure.
So it is in between everything because it's just kind of a small town. But the accent reflects that because it's like you've got Geordie, you've got a bit of Yorkshire, you've got a bit of weirdly a bit of Liverpool, I think, a bit of Scouse because there's a bit of like I'll do like a. Oh my God, some of my family talk. Oh my God, you're all right. And there's like, harshness to it.
Yes.
Which I love. But there's elements of that. So there's bits and pieces of everything. And it's just all mushed into this one little weird town in the Northeast.
In the Northeast. That's a perfect place to set something, isn't it, actually? Because I think like those kind of melting pots are good, aren't they?
Yeah.
I've always enjoyed a chicken parmo whenever I've been to Middlesbrough.
Stop.
Which a lot of people aren't familiar with.
No, they're not.
A parmo, which does get mentioned.
But it's a shock to me that people don't know what it is, being from Teesside, because it's such a massive thing in Teesside. I mean,
huge.
You go to every single restaurant.
It's on
like a Chinese restaurant.
Really?
Anywhere that sells food will sell a parmo.
Sushi restaurant.
Like, yeah. And if it's not on the menu, you go, have you got a parmo? They go, yeah, we'll do your parmo. Like, do you know what I mean? It's like, I don't know why, people just love it. And it's just, and so it shocks me that it's not branched out because it's disgusting.
Well, I was going to say, to people who don't know what it is, you might struggle to imagine what it is. Because I at first imagined it would be like a chicken parmesan. You know, like they say, whenever you watch like Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares, like, we do a chicken parmesan.
It's a dirty bit of food. So, I mean, you normally get it on the night out. You know what I mean? Like, it's that
I've always had it on a pizza box.
Oh, get slap, like massive pizza box, big slab of, it's a big slab of like beaten down chicken.
Slab is such a culinary term. As well. Yeah. Underused, I think. You rarely see it in the Michelin Guide.
Just the biggest. I'll have the biggest slab.
I'll have a slab of the.
Isn't it a slab? I'll have a slab. So yeah. So basically, it's. How else would I don't know how else to say.
No, you're it's right. You're right. That's like, a great, that's the great description right word. Of it. Yeah, absolutely.
And then so it's like chicken breadcrumb. Bechamel sauce.
Bechamel sauce. That's the thing as well that I think surprises people. You've got okay. The topping of a lasagna.
Yeah,
okay.
Melted cheese, like cheddar cheese. And then mainly garlic sauce.
Oh, yeah, that's going to say there's garlic involved somewhere.
Yeah. So, but it's honestly, I don't know how they get it so big, but it's the size of a pizza box.
But isn't it also on, like, chip shop chips?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Like, there's chips first and then the chicken scallops on top, or is that just the one I had?
You can.
Oh, you don't
have to have it. You don't have to, yeah.
I'm not saying you're an expert on it, but how did this happen? How did it get created?
Oh, I don't know. Do you know, I have read about this because I do get asked about it.
Oh, is that like the go-to thing? People?
Yeah. Do you know, it's one of those things where...
Good question.
It's quite
you don't know and you don't
it's
care.
It's quite dull. It goes out my head. I think it's something... Oh, do you know, I don't know.
No, who cares? Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Fine. That's nice. That's nice.
Okay,
great. Great. Fine.
Do you ever like a beer?
Actually, you know what? On Friday, I did have a couple of beers and I really regretted it the next day when I was working. But I had a couple of ciders.
Oh, yeah.
There's a nice microbrewery at the end of the road.
Is there?
I went there.
It's posh round here.
No, there's some quite rough pubs. Oh. So don't worry about that.
Oh, okay. Well, I get my taxi straight home.
Well, there's the Queen's Head in Chiselhurst High Street, which always has a séance. Do you like a séance?
What?
Like a psychic seance? Night. No, a psychic night. They have a psychic night there.
But do they sit around and contact the dead?
I guess that's so. A séance. That's a séance, isn't it? Like a psychic night? I don't know.
So there's two different things, I think, because a psychic night, I suppose, is more of a...
Psychic
like, Sally. I'll read, I'll see if there's anyone that you know that's,
a message.
That's dead here.
If there's anyone you know who's dead
who's
here.
Who's dead here. And then a séance is more where you sit round and you put the... Isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's when it's glass. More of like a Ouija board or something.
Oh, are the Ouija boards different to séances then? Oh,
there's an
now.
Episode just, of...
Are we still on the break?
There was an episode of, I think it was either Poirot or Miss Marple we were watching the other day, and they had like a seance where someone was like, yes, I am here. Like someone doing a voice like the dead person. So I don't know which one they did, because I've never actually been.
A Ouija board, I thought, was just used in a seance. Like
I think that is...
Like Jumanji
was on the telly just yesterday.
Was it?
I couldn't watch it because I felt like it's a bit sad at the end. You know, when Robin Williams comes back and he's like, where you all grew up and I was stuck in this board game for 30 years.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone had died and he just went back. It was really sad.
I used to love it as a child. What's your favourite film?
Either Mary Poppins or... Actually, Brief Encounter. What's yours? Jumanji.
Jumanji.
It's just Jumanji.
No, I actually love Death Becomes Her.
Mm.
What a camp film.
I'm always fascinated as well by, like, I loved that as a kid. Why did I, like, it's obviously like a gay thing to like as a kid, but I wasn't, it wasn't because I fancied men that I also liked this film with Goldie Hawn and Meryl Streep in it. But there's something about that.
I guess they were quite glamorous, weren't they?
Yeah.
Like, do you know what it got me? When Goldie Hawn turns up in the, it's like her, she's having like a party for coming back.
When she comes back from...
And she's in the red dress and Meryl Streep turns around and she's there in the red... Is it the red dress? Oh, she looks amazing.
Yes.
And she's just... We're just seeing her, like, having a breakdown. And then suddenly, I don't know, there was something about that.
When she's having the breakdown, she keeps saying her name over and over again. And they're like,
What was the... Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, what's the name?
It's on the tip of my tongue. Madeline Ashton.
We're not going to talk about Madeline today.
Oh, God. Oh,
and
yeah.
Isabella Rossellini as well. She was great.
Right, yes, yes. The,
come on.
The, yeah. How old do you think I am?
And that house as well. I really wanted to live in that house that she lived in with all the stained glass.
We could talk about that. I could talk about that for days.
You're going to go and see the musical?
Yeah, I can't wait.
Is it coming over here? Are you going to go over there?
I think it will. I thought it was going to come to a theatre that I used to work at in Box Office, but Beetlejuice is going there instead.
Oh, that's kind of camp in its own
Prince
way, I
Edward.
Guess. Oh, yeah, the Prince Edward is such a like campy little theatre, isn't it? Mm. Is that where you worked?
Well, I worked in a few of the West End ones, but they're all owned by... Because I used to work at the Globe.
That's right. I remember when you worked at the Globe. Yeah.
And then when the pandemic happened, I got made redundant, and then so I just moved. When we everything opened back up, I moved to the West End, and just like it was like... Just moved to the West End, got a little cashy job. Yeah.
Oh, is that so nice? Because I did enjoy Mary Poppins, actually.
Mm.
But that played there for ages.
That was at Prince
Edward. You must have been sick to death.
I would have been there when that...
I was going to say, was when did we get after my birthday, just before it closed.
Mm.
But I liked it. That I didn't like it so much the first time they did it as a musical, but when I saw it again the second time, they sort of redid it a bit.
Right.
I liked that more.
There was always loads of kids coming in dressed as Mary Poppins. It was really cute.
Oh. Mm. Your face didn't say cute then.
No.
I thought you were going
to
say...
I was like, oh, seen it all before.
That's really annoying.
Another one.
Another little Mary, are you?
Have a lovely day. Enjoy the show.
Where did you work as well when you weren't at the Prince Edward?
So it was all over, really. I was at Prince of Wales, where Book of Mormon is.
Oh, yeah.
I went to Victoria.
Wicked.
No.
Hamilton.
Hamilton. Thank you. What else?
Was that the Apollo? Is that the... No, what's that called?
Victoria Apollo. Oh, my God, I should know. I should know.
What is that one called? They've done it up, haven't they?
Oh, stop. Victoria Palace. Anyway.
They've done it all up round there, haven't they? They've got that...
Have they? I've not been in a while.
Shake Shack they had round there for a while.
The done Shake Shack up?
Yeah.
Oh, they've got rid of it?
No, they've got it. The fact that they had it was quite exciting to me.
I didn't know Shake Shack was a...
Was a British thing?
No, the cider Fenaria was up and coming.
No, it's not. I mean, I just enjoyed it. That was the only time I've been to a Shake Shack.
Right.
Sorry.
I thought you'd be like, wow, it's really posh around there now. They've got a Shake Shack.
I know, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, Alfie's here.
Oh, stop.
Look at this.
Oh,
thanks,
my God.
Alfie.
Thank you.
Gosh,
well,
so
I'd just like give you...
Oh, yeah, I should
Is
do
it
that,
a different beer?
I?
It is a different beer, but it's all right.
It doesn't
like it was
matter.
Half measures because there was only a can of it.
Thanks, all Alfred. Right. Oh, he's a very good runner, you know.
So
he's
much.
A very good he's runner. A very good runner. We were just talking about the West End when Phil was working at...
Various box offices.
But must have been working on Mary Poppins when we went to
you were
see
there.
Him.
We were there.
Thanks, Alf. Great runner. Great runner, that guy.
He's all right, him.
He'll go far.
Mm. They're posh crisps.
Marks and Spencers.
Mm.
I'm just saying. You know, they're friends of mine.
Okay. Break's over.
Break.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Phil, well, thank you for joining me here in the garden. Do you like gardening? What's your experience of gardening?
Well, I don't have a garden.
You don't really like it.
I don't have a garden.
You don't have a garden.
Don't have a garden.
Doesn't matter.
And I actually, I don't like it. But it's lovely to have met you. Goodbye.
Perfect. Got it covered.
Can't bear garden. No.
We're not sure exactly who, if anybody, is listening or indeed watching this. So sometimes people are interested in gardening, sometimes they're not. Sometimes I offer them gardening tips, sometimes they don't want them. Yeah. It doesn't matter. No. I don't know what people want. Trying to be all things to all people, it's impossible, isn't
it? Well, no, you can't do it.
You can't do it.
But, in all seriousness, I...
Finally.
I don't have a garden. But I... Do you know what? Do you want to wait for that plane?
You know what? That's the sign of a professional.
Yeah.
You would worry about that. We don't worry about it. We leave it in.
Stop.
Because at the end of the garden, flight path to Biggin Hill Airport. I mean,
so you can't win here.
You can't win. What are you going to do?
Biggin Hill?
Biggin Hill, yeah.
Where's that? Round here.
Round here. It's over there. One of the planes. You'll find it.
Have you ever used it? Where's it called?
No, it's a private airport. No, I'm not that judgy. Spent all my money on plants. It's like PJs go in there. So they were very up in arms about the ULEZ. And I can understand why, because they're like, we haven't got public transport out here, but you're making us pay the ULEZ for our cars.
Yeah.
But you've got a private airport. You've got private jets flying over our head every day. I mean, God, no one would want to hear this
news. Please.
Please. I mean, you join one local Facebook group, suddenly you're tying a Union Jack to a lamppost. It all happened so fast.
Oh, God. Sorry,
you were going to say.
I was just going to say, vote refarm.
We would be great candidates.
Yes!
Yes! Oh, cheers.
No.
You've got a beer. You're just like Nigel.
Me and Nigel would get on really well. I just know. So my thing is with gardening, right?
It's boring.
It's rubbish. I like the idea of it. But I don't have a garden. But I aspire to have a garden.
Because your mum's got a garden.
My mum's got a garden. She's a brilliant gardener. She's really good.
She's got her on.
Because she's just moved to Edinburgh recently.
What?
Yeah.
After all we've talked about.
Yeah.
She just loves the festival.
But she's, yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. It's annoying that she's just, like, moved recently. I could have gone for free accommodation.
Wow, so she's moved to Edinburgh.
It's rude, actually. Yeah, but she's rude. Yeah, she's moved there. She, my sister lives there, so she's moved there.
Oh, good
anyway,
for her.
But she's got a lovely new garden now. It's kind of like a really lovely small size. I mean, it's actually not that small, but it's like a nice size. And she started doing it, and it's lovely because it's like, and I watch her doing it, going, "Oh, it would lovely to do, lovely to do that." But for myself, I haven't gone there yet. Yeah.
But what is she? Is it she been doing it all up herself?
Yeah, bits and bobs. Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
Well,
mum.
Actually, she got some turf down because it was a new build, so it was all.
Oh, perfect! Yeah, blank canvas. Yeah,
she got some turf down, but she's got some lovely flower beds now and stuff.
Well, it's lovely, isn't it, to have a bit of outdoor space?
Yeah.
But, I mean, you're living the high life in the middle of London. That's why, Phil, you don't want a garden to worry about.
Well, I've got windows, I suppose.
Well, you can put in a window box, couldn't you? Yeah.
I'm on the top floor, right? Do you put a window box outside or in?
Just secure it, because if it falls, you'll kill someone.
Someone's dead. That guy from Smoky Queens killed me with his...
He's gone to prison. Yeah.
Yeah.
Killed someone. Killed someone with a...
Thanks, Tom, for your advice. Thank you. Please come visit me.
Killed someone with a geranium.
But, I'm not going to do it.
No, don't worry about it.
But I'm intrigued to learn more about...
I mean, I didn't really get into it until I got my own place. I mean... I did. When I lived in Camden, I had a flat I shared with my friends, and there was plant pots on the walkway to get to the flat we put out there. And that was quite pleasing, actually. I quite enjoyed watching all that grow.
Yeah.
And that sort of lit the fire a bit. Mm. So when I got my own place, I did want to sort of enjoy the garden a bit.
Did you, when you were looking for somewhere, was it specific, you were like, I've got to have a garden? Or was it like, well...
It was like, well,
okay,
yeah. I was like, well, if there is, there is. But living further out from the city, obviously, there are more opportunities for gardens.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not like you with my chic metropolitan life, like you've got.
I guess I'm a zone one girl.
Are
you actually not. No, it's all. It's like zone three or something. Four. Oh. Is it four? Stratton.
Oh, really?
Stratton.
Oh, Stratton Bell.
Hello. Hello, Stratton. I'm coming soon, Stratton.
Do you like it there, though, Stratton?
It's lovely. It's, I mean, it's got a long high street. I think the longest in the country.
Is that right, Phil? No wonder you wanted to live there.
Is it? Stop. Really, the longest in Europe.
We'll check it, fact, because we'd hate to put anything that wasn't.
And actually, can you check the widest? Because I actually think I come from the widest as well, Stockton.
Is Stockton where you grew up?
Teesside. Well, in Teesside.
Stockton on Tees.
Yeah.
I had a lovely tour show there. Went from
Ark.
That's what it's called. Oh. I thought you just went Ark.
Ark. An Ark.
I just thought you were saying, like,
there's an Ark in this story.
Finally. They taught you well. The Hark. I thought you were saying, like,
oh, like Hark.
Hark. Like Hark.
No, there's a...
My dad would say, Ark at him. Ark at him. Listen to him.
There's a theatre called The Ark, and I thought you might have done a show
and
there.
And I did do a show there. It's a newly done-up theatre, isn't
yes.
it? And I thought, when I went to Stockton-on-Tees, what I loved about it was those lovely lampposts up by the tram station. There's a tram there, isn't there?
No.
Bus stop?
That's not Stockton. Yeah, there's a bus stop, yeah.
Bus stop, yeah, lovely lamppost. They've done it up.
There's a bus stop everywhere. But...
Love the Stockton
lovely
Ark.
What a lovely bus stop.
The whole experience I thought was lovely. Stockton Ark, lovely theatre.
Widest high street in Europe.
Well, there you go. That's why they have to have such...
Look,
nobody's coming to this for fact. But the... but the lampposts on that high street, which is the widest in the world, are lovely. And I went for a pizza opposite.
Right.
My friend Nick, my friend Aaron.
2 days to get over the road.
Yeah, I had to get a private jet from Biggin Hill.
So wide.
So wide. Late for the show, everyone had left. Oh, I thought you were Middlesbrough Centre, not Stockton-on-Tees.
Well, Teesside General, but I'm actually just like a little town that's kind of in between it all, really.
And I just think about Middlesbrough and that lovely bridge that's not a bridge that like moves you across.
Yeah, and it's not working at the moment, but there's some reinvestment.
Oh.
So I think they're gonna make it work again, because actually it's a shame actually that it's not working because I mean not that many people used it, but it's needed. But also that's our landmark. You know what I mean?
Well, absolutely,
one of our
landmarks.
I think it's the, like, this is Middlesbrough, or this is Teesside.
Because it's kind of like a cable car, isn't it? That transports.
So one side is Middlesbrough, the other side is Stockton.
Ah, this is what I'm remembering now.
So the river
separates.
Sorry,
everybody, are you there?
No, don't worry. Mm. You're not to know.
I've had Palmers on both sides.
Yeah, you're more knowledgeable than most people that I meet.
And I've got that train line that only goes to, like, there and maybe one other place. And it's called Grand Central.
Yeah.
That one's really fun, and they give you a cup and saucer if you upgrade on
the weekend.
You
know, when they first started that service, they weirdly had, like, a massive pictures in every carriage of Marilyn Monroe.
Yes, it was really camp.
And then they had, like, on the
really
tables, like
yes,
chess.
Yeah, it was
like,
really cool.
Like, it was amazing. I mean, they've changed all that now, but...
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah. But it's great.
Even the drains were, like, something out
London
of North by Northwest.
London to the northeast, and it's great, and it's cheaper, and...
Yeah, that's why I used it.
Yeah, it's great.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it. And then someone was sat in my seat and the conductor moved them from their seat. Like, and I sat down. I said, I can't. And then the woman sat on the floor and I said, well, I can't have that. And then...
What so next to do?
Yeah, basically.
Look it up.
I was playing chess. And then I said, well, I can't have that. Please sit down.
On your own. Chair opposite was out. Chair opposite was empty.
Have you booked it? You can't have it.
No, you can't have it.
You can't have it. And then it was like my last gig before Christmas. I was like, this is terrible. It was years ago. It was a terrible story. I don't know why I told that.
And so hang on. So did you, you let her have the seat? Or?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's kind of you.
Nice story.
I really wouldn't have. It's awful, but I love sitting down, don't you?
More and more. God. Oh, absolutely. I think that as well. Like,
I love
people
sitting
who go
down.
To festivals and that. You know, at Glastonbury, I think, no.
I find the closest place to sit down if I go to a festival.
I couldn't like...
Have you been to Mighty Hoopla?
Of course.
Festival. Lovely gay festival, love it.
Yeah, but there's nowhere to sit.
I find there's places if you look, Tom.
But some of those gays, they just love it standing around in their short shorts and their Daisy Dukes.
I've just been out of the stand for so long.
Just to go and see, just to wait for Sunita or something at least to come out.
Well, if I watch someone that I want to see, I'll stand at the back and lean on something. Don't
well, that's a good idea, yeah. And then you can get out early as well, because that's what I hate. Have you ever been to Glastonbury?
Stand by the exit.
Right by the ticket booth.
She's good.
Yeah, I've seen enough.
Yeah.
I get the gist. Have you ever been to Glastonbury?
Yes, yeah.
It's terrible,
twice,
isn't
yeah.
it? It's terrible.
Yeah.
No,
it's, I went a few years ago. Do you know, I did love it. But there's a lot of places to sit in Glastonbury.
That's true, because you can go and sit with the old hippies on the hill. That was my yeah. favourite bit, where it's nice and quiet.
Lovely.
Go and whittle a spoon.
Oh, my God. And then, so we went for a little wander. We found one of the hippie tents. And they were doing, like, green tea and stuff. I was like, oh,
cool. Okay.
There was a little green tea. And then there was someone sat doing the guitar. And we were like,
oh, that's lovely, nice. Actually. Yeah. Much more civilised. I wouldn't, like... Yeah. Do you know what? I wouldn't queue up all day, and then everybody moves so slowly. When I went, yeah. I remember that, and you're just like stuck. If you go into something at the pyramid stage, you're right in the middle.
Mm.
And I think, what if you wanted a wee?
There's a good point where the hill goes up like this. Oh. It's quite far back.
Oh, perfect.
You get to see
everything.
Yeah. I saw a blur there.
Did you? Mm. Oh, I would have liked that.
That was quite epic.
But I'd be annoyed if you queued up all day, you stood in the middle, and then some prick got on somebody else's shoulders in front of you with a flag.
Get off.
I'd be like, get off.
Get off.
Get well, off. Me. I can't
that's,
see this.
That's me, though, because I go, I need to sit down. Someone put me on your shoulders. And I'm just like...
Phil, get down. I can't see. Do you want a crisp?
I'm all right, thank you.
Okay.
Quite dry.
Aren't crisps funny when you think about it?
They are all dry, actually, aren't they?
You wouldn't want a wet crisp.
Have you ever had those ones where you have to put salt in yourself?
Salt and shake, yeah.
Yeah, I like having them and not putting salt in.
Really? What?
Because I'm not bothered about the salt.
Really? That's great. It's so good for you.
Thank you.
You're just having...
just dry potato.
Dry potato. Oh,
yeah,
oh.
But thinly sliced. So.
A thinly sliced potato, no seasoning.
No, I just
suck on a slice of...
I like a dry snack, though. I love a dry cracker and stuff. I love a dry cracker and not have anything on it.
What, like a Jacob's Creamy cracker?
Yeah, any cracker I love, just have it dry.
A water biscuit?
I don't think I've had a water, water biscuit.
Yeah, I bet you have. It's like...
Oh, well, maybe I have.
A water biscuit's like a cream cracker in a circle.
Oh, well, I'd love it dry, yeah.
Yeah, if it's dry, why
yeah,
not?
Yeah, yeah. Sounds wet, though. Water cracker.
No, it does, doesn't it? It's
sounds
surprising.
Really wet.
It's a total misnomer,
that. It sounds dry itself.
Mm.
But yeah, yeah. Probably, I'd probably like it, yeah. I love any cracker. And your garden.
So, well, on that note...
I mean, I love dry, but I don't know, that's too dry then.
Too dry, I'm taking them. The thing with me is, if something's there, I'll just have it.
Yeah, well, why not? Stretton. Oh, yeah, here we go. Here's we're getting the facts about Stretton.
1.8 miles long.
Yeah.
Some local sources, e.g. Lambeth Council, even promote it as the longest continuous high street in Europe.
Well, there we are.
But it's not.
Come on, give us the longest.
It says that the longest is Barcelona.
Spain. Oh. Las Ramblas. Is it Las Ramblas or is it Streatham?
The widest might be O'Connell Street, Dublin.
So not even that.
49.
I really thought he had something there. Like I was
like, you like a medium width.
What's where Stockton in that? Did it say anything about Stockton?
I'll check.
Annoyed at myself because I've been telling everyone that I'm from the widest high street and now live on the longest.
Who's going to count?
That's going to count.
And as well, like, a high street, particularly, like, how long it is, it's surely when the shops stop. But then sometimes there's, like, a few houses and then there's another couple of shops. Fun fact.
You just don't know, do you? If it continues and there's some more houses, but it's still got the same road name...
Then surely it's the longest high street.
Oh, I don't know. How do they do it? What's in the Guinness Book of Records? What do they get? Do they get any money for being the widest? No?
From who?
They get anything. They must get something.
A prize. Prize fund.
Yeah.
Who's actually bought the Guinness Book of Records for a long time? I think it's the sort of thing you get when you're like 10 at Christmas, isn't it? Do people still get the Guinness Book of Records? I've not seen anyone with the Guinness Book of Records for years. It used to be a fun thing, didn't it?
I've got it for Christmas every year. Did you? Yeah.
I'm sure I did, yeah. It was so fun. Like, oh, the man to eat the most chocolate buttons. Wow.
What isn't it? Is it to do with Guinness as well? Is it like the actual drink Guinness, or is it just the random?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, come on now.
Did they just sponsor it?
We should stop asking.
We got. I think there was a way to find out.
We've got to stop asking questions that we don't know. Well, we can find out.
By now. The light is going because we've talked for so long.
Right.
So I didn't know if you wanted to put on a head torch.
Yeah, definitely. Let's have a look. Is there a way around for them or what?
Oh, my God. Like this.
Oh, where'd you put them on? Doesn't have a switch. Oh.
There you go. So that's perfect, you see. You can see everything now.
Oh, that's brilliant. Why don't we have these all the time when we're walking around, like going home in the, like when we come out of a club?
You can have
stuff. Well, it's clubbing these days.
Like, imagine.
Got my head top. I'm off home. See you later, guys.
Thanks for a great evening.
Had a lovely night.
Anyway, I was going to. Do you like tulips?
Are those the ones that are not good for cats?
Yeah, never feed these to a cat. Why?
Yeah, but what if they come into your garden and eat them?
Well, you can't legislate for that, can you? You can't.
It's not your fault,
is it?
Just put your nice tulips.
Just put your nice tulips and a cat comes in and eats it. You can't be responsible for that.
But you might have loads of dead cats in your garden.
Well, you just... Well, that's as well as maybe.
Sling it over the fence.
I don't know.
Let's kill some cats.
Whenever I see tulips now, I'm going to think, well, that's a dead cat.
Are they the ones
a dead cat waiting to happen.
Are they the ones that... I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
I think they might.
Well, I don't like cats anyway.
I'm never keen on cats.
Can't bear them.
Really?
No, I can bear them. But it's one of those things where they're unpredictable, aren't they?
That's what I don't like about
them. I've never met a cat that hasn't tried to go for me.
Yes, that's what I always find. And they like scratch, they come on my lap and then like change their mind about me when they're on my lap. And I'm like, well, don't come on my lap if you don't like
Sorry.
Me. Sorry about it.
So, let's kill them.
You can use my kneeling pad if you like.
Yeah, go on.
It's very butch. So, what Rob, my friend, said to do is to dig a little hole. He does it like that. He kind of digs around it and then digs, he said, 6 inches in. Well, I don't think this is even a shovel. Someone bought me this thing. I think this is for like...
Okay. I think there's something under here, like a skeleton or something.
Oh my god!
All right, okay, quick, because it's raining.
Because it's pissing with rain, and it's now dark.
Both of them?
Yeah, he just put both of them in together. Yeah, that's 6 inches in, and then like the earth you just took out of there, just push it back over.
All right.
He says it doesn't even matter what way it goes round.
So hang on, what do you? Will you remember though to like water them? Or I suppose the rain will do that.
The rain will do that. What the weather's doing.
Do you have to do anything else? Like feed?
Yeah, that's it.
And then they'll grow?
Yeah.
I love gardening.
See? I told you I'd get you on board.
I love gardening. No, should we just do loads?
Well, it's pissing with rain. I can't be bothered to do all of them.
I don't believe that they're just going to come out.
Phil, I'm going to show you. When that comes to spring, they are going to be next to a dead cat.
Couple of dead cats
yeah. Here and
lovely flowers lovely. Okay,
you see,
yeah.
It's great, isn't it? Well, Phil, what it's can I great, say? This has been a great time. Thank you ever so much.
Oh, we're doing it, yeah.
Yes, I mean, you must be.
I'm exhausted.
You must be exhausted. You've been standing up for the last 3 minutes. When is some Smoggy Queens 2 out?
Should be in the new year, maybe February, March, I don't know. I don't listen.
Great.
And then should we just do a... Yeah, gardening!
Thanks for pottering with me today. I'll be back next week with another lovely guest. Until then, why not click subscribe on my YouTube channel? It's @TomAllen. Or follow the show on your podcast app so you're always up to date. And if you can leave a little review, 5 stars if you're feeling generous, it really helps other people find the show. Yes. Anyway, thank you. Bye for now.